You should tell me without omission of your divine manifestations, by which powers you stand pervading these worlds. How am I to know you, O Yagin, by constant meditation? And in what various forms are you to be meditated upon by me, Lord? Tell me again in full detail of your discipline and your manifestation, Janardana, for I am never sated hearing your immortal words.
Well then, I will tell you of my divine manifestations, but only the chief ones, best of the Kurush, for there is no end to their extent. I am the Self, Gyudiksha, seated in the heart of all beings. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Among the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Among lights, the radiant sun. Among the winds, I am Marichi. Among the stars, the moon. Among the Vedas, I am the Sama Veda. Among the gods, Vasava. Among the senses, I am the mind. Among beings, I am consciousness. Among the Rudras, I am Shankara. Among Yakshas and Rakshasas, the lord of wealth. Among the Vasis, I am fire. Among the peaks, Meru. Know me, Partha, as the chief among household priests, Brihaspati. Among generals, I am Skanda. Among waters, the ocean. Among the great sages, I am Brig. Among words, the single syllable Om. Among sacrifices, the sacrifice of silent recitation. Among the immovable, the Himalaya. Among all trees, I am the fig tree. Among the divine sages, Narada. Among the Gandharvas, Chitaratha. Among the perfected sages, Kapila. Know me among horses as Acheshravas, born of the nectar of immortality. Among lordly elephants, Aravada, and among men, the king. Among weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, the wish-granting cow. Among the begetters of offspring, I am Kandarpa. Among serpents, I am Vasuki. Among the Nagas, I am Ananta. Among sea dwellers, I am Varuna. Among the ancestors, I am Aryaman. Among those who restrain, I am Yama. Among the Daityas, I am Prahlada. Among reckoners, I am Time. Among beasts, I am the lion, their king. And among birds, the son of Vinata. Among purifiers, I am the wind. Among wielders of weapons, Rama. Among fish, I am the crocodile. Among rivers, I am the Ganges. Of creations, I am the beginning, the end, and the middle also, Arjuna. Among the sciences, the science of the self. Among the speech of debaters, I am the argument. Among letters, I am the letter A. Among compounds, the dual compound. I alone am imperishable time. I am the ordainer whose face is turned everywhere. I am death that seizes all and the origin of things yet to be. Among feminine things, fame, fortune, speech, memory, wisdom, steadfastness, and patience. Among Sama hymns, I am the Brihat Sama. Among meters, the Gayatri. Among months, I am Margashirsha. Among seasons, the flowering spring. Among deceivers, I am the game of dice. I am the splendor of the splendid. I am victory, I am resolve, I am the goodness of the good. Among the Vrishnis, I am Vasudeva. Among the Pandavas, Arjuna. Among sages too, I am Vyasa. Among poets, the poet Ashanas. Among those who punish, I am the rod. Among those who seek victory, I am statecraft. Among secret things, I am silence. Among the knowing, I am knowledge. And whatever is the seed of all beings, that too I am, Arjuna. There is nothing, moving or unmoving, that can exist without me. There is no end to my divine manifestations, scorcher of enemies. What I have told you is only a sample of the extent of my manifestation. Whatever being there is of power, splendor, or strength, know that to have sprung from a mere fragment of my glory. But what use to you, Arjuna, is all this knowledge in detail? I stand sustaining this entire universe with a single fragment of myself.
Chapter 11. The Vision of the Universal Form.
Out of grace for me, you have spoken the supreme secret called the knowledge of the self. By this word of yours, my confusion has departed, for I have heard from you in detail the arising and passing away of beings, lotus-eyed one, and also your imperishable greatness. Just as you have described yourself, Supreme Lord, so it is. But I wish to see your form as sovereign, highest of persons. If you think it possible for me to see it, Lord, then, Master of Yoga, show me your imperishable self.
Behold, Partha, my forms by the hundreds, by the thousands, manifold and divine, of many colors and shapes. Behold the Adityas, the Vasis, the Rudras, the two Ashvins, and the Maruts. Behold many wonders never seen before, Bharata. Behold here today, gathered in one place, the whole universe, moving and unmoving, within my body, Gyudiksha, and whatever else you wish to see. But you cannot see me with this eye of yours alone. I give you a divine eye. Behold my sovereign power.
Having spoken thus, O King Hari, the great lord of yoga, then showed to Partha his supreme, sovereign form, a form of many mouths and eyes, of many wondrous aspects, adorned with many divine ornaments, brandishing many divine weapons raised on high, wearing divine garlands and robes, anointed with divine fragrances made holy of wonders, the radiant god, boundless, his face turned everywhere. If the light of a thousand suns were to blaze forth all at once in the sky, that might resemble the splendor of that great being. There, in the body of the God of Gods, Pandu's son beheld the whole universe, in all its manifold divisions, standing gathered together in one place. Then, overcome with astonishment, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to the god, and with joined palms he spoke.
I see the gods, O God, in your body, and all the varied hosts of beings, Brahma the Lord seated on his lotus throne, and all the sages and the divine serpents. I see you everywhere of infinite form, with many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes. I see no end, no middle, and no beginning of you, Lord of the universe, form of the universe. I see you crowned, bearing mace and discus, a mass of light shining on every side, blazing all around like fire and sun, hard to look upon, immeasurable. You are the imperishable, the supreme object of knowledge. You are the ultimate resting place of this universe. You are the undying guardian of the eternal law. You are, I hold, the everlasting person. Without beginning, middle, or end, of boundless power, with countless arms, the sun and moon your eyes, I see you, your mouth a blazing fire, scorching this whole universe with your own radiance. This space between heaven and earth is pervaded by you alone, and all the directions besides. Having seen this wondrous and terrible form of yours, the three worlds tremble, great being. These hosts of gods are entering into you. Some in fear praise you with joined palms. The hosts of great sages and perfected beings cry, may it be well, and extol you with abundant hymns of praise. The Rudras, the Adityas, the Vasas, the Satyas, the All Gods, the two Ashvins, the Maruts, the Ancestors, the Gandharvas, Yakshas, demons, and perfected beings, all of them gaze at you, astonished.